this morning I was part of a group that handed over a petition to Greg Combe of 12,000 union members that has been gathered over the last 2 weeks, basically supporting the carbon tax and encouraging the government to proceed down the path they are now following. And this is directly a message from our members that we want to see something starting to happen now. We don't believe we're ahead of the game. We know we're behind the game. Unions have actually been preparing their members for years for this eventuality. Those workers that work in the mining industry, in the steel industry and in manufacturing have been getting education through their unions. Our group training companies have actually been upskilling people for the new green jobs, and we've been ahead of the game now for several years. We have been very patient, waiting for government to actually have the courage to act, and we are right behind the government in taking action now. I'm a grandmother and I'm a mother, and I can tell you that I have to face the criticism of my children and my grandchildren around this issue, because they clearly identify me as a Labor Party supporter, because I'm a union official, and I can say with all conscience that I have said to my children and my grandchildren that I'll be part of acting and changing what this government and what Australia is doing around climate change, and so that I can actually preserve their future. Our children are probably better educated about the implications of what not acting will do, and they are very fearful of us actually not having the courage to act. And that's why many of us are having our children and our grandchildren talking to us and saying, why is this so hard? Why is this so hard for the political parties? Why is this so hard for adults?
Tony Abbott said today that the greatest export to stem from carbon tax will be jobs, Australian jobs, and he said it will be the death of the aluminium industry and the steel industry and the cement industry. What do you say to those remarks?
I say that's rubbish. Those industries are not sitting around waiting for government policy decisions. They're part of the world market. They actually know that they've got to change their processes. They know that there's going to be a carbon tax eventually. So they've actually been making preparations, and we know that because we sit at the bargaining table with these people. These people are on the advisory committee to government. The steel industry, the aluminium industry are sitting at the table talking about what sort of price can be borne and what sort of new technology industries they can actually get involved in. The reality is there will be thousands of new green jobs which we are currently training our young people in universities for. And at the moment, and in the last few years, they've had to go overseas to be able to use their qualifications in those new technologies.
So what do you say to people? There will be some job losses in traditional industries?
Look, there will definitely be some transitions, and that's exactly why we've actually been training and educating our mine workers and our steel workers to actually take the opportunity to get retrained to go into the new fields.
What do you say to the people at BlueScope Steel? Their chairman seems to be very concerned by the introduction of a carbon tax.
Well, that's interesting because BlueScope Steel are one of the people at the table, in fact, and the one of the people who has the best access to Greg Combe.
But he's called it a sham. It's called the round table a sham.
Well, then he needs to play a better role in it if he thinks it's a sham. You can't, on the one hand, criticise the government for not consulting. You get a seat at the table and then you call it a sham because you're the lone voice, probably. We have lots of members in Wollongong where BlueScope Steel are the biggest employer in town. Both the employer down there and the unions have been actively involved in looking at the implications of climate change, and in fact have been involved in a joint grassroots project with the Labor Council, with local builders and with industry to actually model some green technology industries that could be developed in Wollongong. So my message to him is turn around and look in your own backyard.